B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On the Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
I'm here.
How's it going, sicko? Yeah, look at you moving the microphone.
It popped me in the face twice already.
Oh. I mean,
sorry.
Yeah, that's all we heard over there.
This is what it sounds like when my heater starts up at night for some reason. My furnace in the attic.
I think that's good, buddy.
No, it ain't a good sound.
You know what I've been hearing with my furnace? It sounds like there's debris in it flying around. I'm like, that can't be good.
Like a lizard caught in there or something.
Yeah, I'm like, that can't be good. I'm sure I'm going to have to call someone.
Right, you live by a train track?
No, it's just my furnace. Come on in.
Oh, good. At least it'll be warm in here. Welcome to October 97th.
October?
I mean, what is the month? What is January is the longest
Still
month
January.
Ever. Holy cow. Yeah, I know. January 28th.
I know.
Anyway, I would like to start off by saying yesterday I heard on the podcast, the show replay, that Roy was saying that I was homesick with the stomach flu and was very adamant about that.
That's what you said in a text message.
I didn't say I had the flu.
Well, you said you threw up, which gives us the idea that you have a 48-hour bug, stomach flu kind of thing.
Who cares what you have? You were sick.
He thought you had the coronavirus.
Right. That thing's seeping across America.
No, I don't. I feel like maybe I stayed home just out of caution yesterday.
That's good.
I woke up. My stomach didn't feel well. And anyway, I never had a fever. Happy
That's
to report
good.
That. Never had a fever. And just slept and stayed hydrated yesterday. And I felt much better by dinner time.
So what you're saying is you could have came to work.
I probably could have. But I erred on the side of caution.
Right. Well, it's because it's flu season and you don't want to get the flu. I get it.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, you know what? I joked about it yesterday to myself, but like, I wonder if like I really was sick to my stomach over Kobe.
Really?
Like maybe. Have you ever really been so upset at something that you were sick to your stomach?
Yeah, but I've never actually thrown up from it.
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had an incident in my life that made me sick to my stomach, and I didn't know what people meant when they said, you are so sick over an issue emotionally that it nails you in the stomach.
Yeah. I mean...
And I wonder if maybe because I tightened up when I heard the news, tightened up, I was like, you know, shocked and... I mean, I'm not even a Lakers fan. I spent most of my time living in Sacramento, and Roy, we had a huge rivalry against the Lakers.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter about this when there's a kid and the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah, for you guys, it's about the other people in the helicopter. For me, it's about Kobe. I don't know anything about anybody else. All I know is Kobe.
Oh, my gosh.
This kid.
Let's make it all about you this morning. I was so sick to my stomach over Kobe. Imagine how his wife feels and his kids.
How long did it take me to say something to piss people off?
Yeah,
three
right?
minutes?
you pissed us all off before the show even started, so.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll be a good rap party later today. But, no, honestly, I'm joking, but I did say to producer Nicole, I said, I feel like every media member, and I listened to a lot of radio yesterday, sports radio, and watched a lot of TV, and every sports member was like, well, first off, before we get to Kobe, let's also say there was 9 other people on the helicopter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, I get it, but you know what? If a commercial airplane crashes and there's 127 people on board and there's a major celebrity on board, you all go, it's so sad today that blah, blah, blah died.
Yeah, no.
Nobody says, let's think about the other 127
why
lives.
Why not? The person that dies that's a celebrity isn't any more special than, you know, it doesn't hurt any less for the other families than it does for that celebrity.
That is true. That is 100% true.
So
but what's uncomfortable is hearing a former teammate of Kobe have to be forced to talk about the other people on the plane when you know that's not, he knows nothing about them.
He's giving respect to them, at least.
That I understand. He's giving respect. That I understand. But it is...
Because those families are grieving and hurting just as much as Kobe's family.
100%. 100%. And yesterday, yesterday, the husband of one of the other passengers was on the helicopter. The basketball coach, her husband, was on the Today Show. And, you know, I mean, it was just... He was just in shock. You could tell he didn't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
On picking up the pieces. I'm not saying that it's not sad. What I'm saying is...
Yeah, let me see if I can say what you're saying.
Go ahead. So you can put it into words.
He speaks Maney.
If this was any other helicopter crash, we wouldn't even be talking about it. But the fact that there was a helicopter crash and he was on it, that's why we're talking about it.
Hi, Nicole.
Are you trying to fix him?
This is what Maney is trying to say. It is so devastating that 9 people lost their lives and 9 or 4 families will never be the same. But we grew up idolizing Kobe, and we have a personal attachment to Kobe. Even though we don't know any of them, we feel connected to Kobe Bryant because of his fame, which makes us mourn Kobe, or at least seem to mourn Kobe more so than the other victims. Not making it any more sad, that's just where our hearts are right now.
Okay, I get
that.
Is that
wrong?
The way you said it, and like for you to say that he's more important than the rest of the people on board is wrong.
Yeah. There's a better way to go about that.
Is it? Is there?
Yeah. Just a way you maneuver it.
My biggest fear.
I think you did have the flu because you lost some brain cells or something.
Hey, Nicole, come back. My biggest fear. You know what my biggest fear would be? What's that? I would be on a plane and a celebrity bigger than a morning radio host would be on the plane and that would overshadow my death. That's how sick I am as a human being.
Great.
But by the way, I will say the overall point of this whole thing was athletes, friends of Kobe, are on TV and have been trained to tell before they go on and the cameras roll, somebody has told them, make sure you mention the other people in the helicopter.
Yeah, there were other 100%. Kids on that helicopter.
100%.
Okay.
So you missed the training. And Lauren, Roy and I had a very heartfelt conversation about this. We could have probably gone without all of this.
You know how also messed up I am, speaking about planes and dying in planes?
Great. I'm out.
See ya.
If I'm going to die in a plane, it should be a big one where they have to like review all the safety things, like stop the whole production. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want to be in like a little Cessna. No one's going to stop making Cessnas. But if I'm on a big 737, maybe they'll stop everything. Be like, hey, what's wrong with this Boeing?
Gotcha. Yeah. Like you are the reason for change.
Right.
Your accident would be the reason for change.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it turns out, and that's what we're hearing from yesterday, if it turns out that Kobe's pilot shouldn't have flown, mm-hmm. and that's what it's starting to sound like from more and more aviation experts.
They're doing an investigation.
Right. Then there'll be no, like, they gave him supposedly a special VFR flight path. And there'll be no more of those. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll put an end to that. And it sucks that it takes a tragedy, you know, to turn it. But
any other controversial things you want to talk about?
Yes, I got so much in my back pocket.
You want to talk about Trump next?
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up in 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney Roy and the Man Morning Show. We typically do this at 6 a.m., but Maney said something.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
Started a whole thing. So let's go ahead and start our day in 30 seconds. Maney, would you like to go first?
I felt like I got my Kobe thoughts off my mind at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
But I will say yesterday, my stomach didn't feel great. I never had a fever. I didn't have the... knock on wood, I don't have the flu. I feel much better today, but... Amanda's in Atlanta. She left for work. Dean was at school. And Ruby was with the nanny. And then to be safe, Ruby stayed with the nanny and then spent the night there last night. So I was alone virtually all day yesterday, except for 5 o'clock when I left to go take Dean from school to the nanny.
Yeah.
And like my wife, I talked to her last night. She's like, what I wouldn't pay to be in the house all by myself all day with nothing to do. And I said, you think that? But it was kind of sad. Like, it was
a long day of just lay, like, that's all I did was lay around, drink water.
Just get better, rest.
And just, yeah, just rested, laid on the couch.
Sometimes that's what you need.
I know. I just felt I needed contact with someone, physical contact to talk to someone. But
I would happily put myself in quarantine.
That's what I did yesterday. Yeah, quarantine sucks, I guess, is my point.
Good. Lorraine, what's your day?
So yesterday I went to go get my anatomy scan for baby Strager. And, you know, during your anatomy scan, they basically, like, confirm that the baby's developing appropriately. And then they also check for the gender of the baby. Well, we already knew we were having a boy. And when we're sitting there and the woman's doing the ultrasound, she gets to the baby's sex. And she's like, do you guys know what you're having? And she's like, you know, fiddling around. And she goes, wow. Well, that's definitely a boy. And, you know, Dallas, just being a dude, is like proud dad over there. I'm like, okay, calm down. But, yeah, that was our day. We had a big baby appointment yesterday.
Baby's got a big rattle.
Yep.
What about you, Roy?
Isn't that so fascinating? As a dad, you want your son to have a big wiener?
It's so weird.
That's so weird.
I know.
Like, yep, that's my son. He's going to be a biggin.
But that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. That's such a weird concept to me.
You feel like it's been passed on.
Yeah,
that's
what it is.
Roy.
Oh,
apple doesn't fall far from the tree, you know.
Right, right.
Okay, well then.
It's a notch in your own belt.
So that means you think very highly of yourself.
Yes.
Oh, I can assure you, Dallas thinks pretty highly of himself.
That's funny. So yesterday I got a lot of sweet messages. It was like 10 different messages from our listeners saying, I'm so sorry for your loss of your sister, and I hope everything's okay.
I know. You posted something.
And she's alive.
And even I was like, is something wrong?
Yeah.
Like, is Alyssa sick?
No, I was just missing my... I posted a photo of my sister.
Post.
And I said, I'm missing my sister today.
It's a vague post.
It's a vague post.
It was a vague post. Like, I don't know, just to make sure you got the point across, you could be like,
I haven't seen my sister in a couple weeks,
really miss her today.
I thought for sure I'd come into the studio today, and you guys would be like, yeah, Roy, that's weird. Why do people think your sister's dead? Oh, it's okay to miss your sister. I thought you would so be on my side. I come in, you guys, yeah, vague, but there's no vague post. I just missed my sister. There's nothing more. There's nothing less. I missed my sister. I put a photo up.
That is the definition of a vague post.
No, the definition of a vague post is be like, oof, it's a tough day. Don't know what to do with my life or something like that.
I don't know, but you don't really ever do that. So, like, you've got to see how it looks from the outside. Like, once a year or twice a year on my dad's birthday and the anniversary of his death, I post a picture of me and my dad and I say, I miss my dad.
You know what? I'm done with the show today.
I think I'm going home too.
I think I'm going home.
Yeah.
You know what? It was good yesterday. We were meshing well.
What does that mean? I wasn't here yesterday.
You come back and fire everyone up, and now the whole show's off, and I feel attacked. And
Nobody's attacking you.
I feel attacked. Yeah, I'm just going to eat my breakfast.
Very triggered right now.
You guys can talk about whatever you want. I don't care.
I agree with
you.
I
have a sausage, egg, and cheese. And
I thought something was wrong too. Okay.
I don't care.
Well, let's take a quick...
I just thought something was wrong. I thought she was sick, baby. I don't know.
She's fine. She's healthy.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Bank of America Stadium. More changes have to do with some new suites being put in, and it could displace up to 1,000 current season ticket holders. We'll explain if you didn't hear coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
So we all know that Major League Soccer is coming to Charlotte, and they're going to play their games at Bank of America Stadium. And if you don't know, there has to be some changes for Major League Soccer to come. Like, you knew one of them, Lorraine.
Yeah, they need a center tunnel to the field. So they have to take out a bunch of seats and build around, you know, replace them, building around a new tunnel.
They also have to add new camera angles that are good for soccer. So they have to put platforms in certain places around the stadium. And they also have to add a visiting and a home and away locker room for
why
MLS.
Why can't they just use the football locker room?
They don't share well.
Yeah, and quite honestly, I think there's way more football players than soccer players, so you wouldn't even need to use the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just need separate. Okay. So those are some changes. Now, what happened was the Carolina Panthers also announced some other big changes that have really nothing to do with the MLS team. But I mean, I guess in a way they do. The changes are going to mean that like up to 1,000 people are going to lose their seats. Look at this, Roy. I'm showing Roy the picture right now. And I don't know if these are our seats, because we have seats right behind the goal line. Beasley like, Media Group has seats right behind the goal line.
That looks like our seats.
But this is the West End, and I don't know if we're on the West End or not.
I would imagine they would be taking seats away on the visitor side of the stadium, right?
Well, this is just, but
like
this
the
is
visitor's
on
bench. I mean,
this is on the
this is on the ends.
Oh, it's in the end zone.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's the West End where we have our seats, or we're on the East End. I don't know. All I know is that the West End of the stadium is losing up to 900 seats belonging to 400 PSL holders. The whole thing's going to be bulldozed, and they're going to be replaced with 14 bunker suites. There's going to be outdoor seating that's going to be kind of a neighborhood feel behind the seats. Then the suite owners are going to have their own private space in the back of the suite. So, Roy, basically you'll be able to stand and watch the game in the back of the end zone like this and like lean on something.
Let me tell you how wonderful that is. I'm a big fella. It is so tough for me to squeeze in those tight little seats. I don't know when the Bank of America Stadium was built, but it wasn't built with my size in mind.
It was in the 90s.
Yeah. Fat people, I guess, didn't exist then. Because I have such a hard time fitting in those seats.
So a lot of PSL holders are mad, and a lot of season ticket holders are mad because they weren't notified sooner about the changes.
Oh, well.
So, but like what, I mean, what so are they going to do for those PSL holders? Because technically they could have probably sold their seats, right?
I'm glad you asked. They have three options. They can move to available lower level seats in their current PSL location at no additional cost. They can move to a more expensive PSL location at no additional PSL cost, but a higher ticket price, or they can seek a full reimbursement. And
are you allowed to get a suite or no? I guess not.
Well, that would be a more
expensive. Yeah.
And one of the fans who was quoted in this article by WBTV said, "We sat at a section where Cam would come hand football to kids two rows in front of us. You're not going to recreate that 20 rows up now."
Well, I guess we'll just find a different first row.
Yeah, the suite.
Yeah. All the little rich kids in the suite will just give
we'll go to the side now.
Other fans are super upset about it. We've been all in, and this is just a slap in the face.
Wow, people are really passionate about this.
If you spend that much money on PSL to have a season ticket, yeah, I'd be mad too.
Just to confirm, PSL is just the right to buy the ticket.
Yeah, it's a personal seat license that you have to own the ticket.
Does every sports franchise do that PSL thing? It sounds so stupid.
It's a way for owners to get more money.
Could you imagine if you went to the movie theater and they're like, listen, you got to buy a license just to even get a seat in this place?
Well, you're also securing that seat for the season too.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. That's true. Anyway, changes are expected to be ready for the 2020 season. So,
they're really getting on it.
Yeah, we'll put more info on this up at kiss951.com, but there you go. There'll be so somebody who's listening to our voice right now is going to enjoy a game next season, knowingly or unknowingly, in the new ground level suite. The Cowboy Stadium has those.
That's cool.
A lot of new stadiums do. Right. So, yeah.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
I found out a childhood friend was thanked on stage at the Grammys.
Really? You know someone famous?
I had no idea. Then my brother told me. And I'll tell you who it is and who the A-list Grammy Award-winning singer is who thanked my childhood friend on stage coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Got Loud tickets for you coming up, too, in just a little over 20 minutes, around 7:20 this morning. What game are we going to play?
We're going to play Jailhouse Price is Right.
I love that game.
I got a commissary list of all the different prices that the prisoners have to pay for, like, things like brown rice and toothpaste.
Okay. They make their own food.
Well, they have cafeterias in there and stuff. Oh, no, I don't think they make it. I think that's, like, snacks they can get.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can bring some snacks back to the cell with you.
The block.
Yeah, I like Jailhouse Prices Right coming up at 7:20 for Loud tickets. So, speaking of Loud, the Grammys were Sunday night, and my brother texted me and said, "Hey, did you hear Lizzo thank Kevin?" And
your brother?
Not my brother. Well, oh. Yeah, this is going to complicate it. My brother's name is Kevin, but he wasn't talking about himself.
Okay.
Who is he talking about?
A guy I know named Kevin Beisler, who we grew up with in Montvale, New Jersey.
Okay, so what connection does Kevin have to Lizzo?
Kevin must be Lizzo's manager.
Oh.
And I had no idea. I knew that he was out in L.A. I knew that at one point Kevin was working with Bruno Mars. But apparently Kevin and Lizzo are super tight. Listen to this.
And if I hadn't reached out, I wouldn't have met my best friends, Quinn and Lauren. I don't know where I would be right now, sleeping in my car. If I hadn't reached out, I wouldn't have met Kevin and Full Stop. If I hadn't reached out, I wouldn't have met Atlantic Records. So,
yeah, that's a guy who was in my house.
Did she say his last name?
No.
Oh.
That's even cooler, man.
No.
On the first name basis?
Yeah.
Yeah, she cooler. She didn't say his last name.
How
but
do you know it's that Kevin?
They don't.
Because my brother Kevin is still friendly with Kevin Beisler.
Okay.
Kevin Beisler, we lived right around the corner from me and would come to the house all the time. I was the younger brother to them that they would torture. But here is Kevin Beisler's Insta.
Oh, okay. So he posted the picture of Lizzo with her Grammys. I gotcha.
And then you can't read, but at the bottom, Lizzo Beating said, send me these.
Uh-huh.
And when you click on Lizzo Beating, you see that Lizzo Beating is indeed Lizzo.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. You found her fake account? Her secret account?
Is that her secret account?
No, it's probably verified.
She's got 7.7 million followers. That's her account.
It's pretty cool when you find the celebrity's secret account.
Yeah.
I found a country's artist's secret account, and I told everyone. I did not keep it a secret at all. I was like, oh, my God, look who I found.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm Kevin was super sweet, awesome guy. He and his, I think he's married. He and his husband have like this, awesome, like all American family. I want to punch him when I see him. It's too sweet. You know what I mean? Like everybody's so good looking, even the kids.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How do I feel about Lorenz family? Oh, the stock
photos. Oh, my God.
All her photos, her family photos look like stock photos that you put in picture frames.
Yeah.
You buy at Target. That's a cute family.
Oh, that is a cute family. Yeah.
So, super happy. And it's just so funny. I'm sitting there, I'm watching it, and I hear her say, Kevin, I don't think anything of it. Then my brother texts me and goes, hey, that was Beisler. So, interesting story, I thought, that I could share with you guys.
That's cool.
Coming up, we do have an unqualified advice. I wasn't here yesterday when you guys went through the stack and picked it out. Lorraine, what'd you find for Roy?
So, I've got a parenting question. Somebody wants to know something about parenting from Roy. And I am guilty of doing what this man's wife is doing.
Well, I think a lot of parents do it, and it has to stop. It's awful. We're going to get to it. Give us 5 minutes with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show and KISS.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
Who can I help today?
All right, Roy, you're helping Sam, and his wife is doing something he thinks is really strange. I think you're going to think it needs to stop immediately, but I am guilty of doing what his wife is doing. So.
Okay. By the way, if you want to help out with unqualified advice, you can call right now at 704-570-9595.
So Sam writes to Roy, what's up, guys? My name is Sam. I'm a longtime listener of your show. My wife and I have you on all morning while we get ready for work. So we have 1 5-year-old son, and his teeth have begun to fall out. And it's fun for him and us when the tooth fairy leaves him some money. The thing is, this is freaking me out. My wife likes to keep his teeth in a small box in her nightstand, and I find it extremely creepy. I understand that there's a sentimental thing here, but what is she really going to do with these teeth? I asked her, and she said she doesn't know, but she wants to keep them for now. Do most parents keep their kids' teeth? And am I the only one who finds it creepy?
And you do this, Lauren?
Cash doesn't have any teeth that have fallen out just yet.
But you
will.
But
I will do it because that's what my parents did.
Yeah, listen, I remember one day I was going through my mom's stuff and I found my teeth and it was traumatizing and startling to find my kids, my young teeth.
And you try and put them back in?
In a little bag, and they're all yellow and disgusting. It is the most disgusting, weird thing that parents do, and I don't get it. You guys need to stop. You're not going to do anything with this teeth. Why keep them? What are you going to do? Make a dang necklace out of it at some point?
I don't know. Is there some forensic thing that, like, maybe if my kid ever, like, I don't know, needs DNA that they can pull it out of the teeth? I don't know. I don't know why I keep. I don't know. That's just where my mind goes.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why we're keeping them, though. I don't know why my parents did it.
It's nuts.
Did Lauren just say she's cloning cats?
I think so. It sounds like she hit her head. Oh, my gosh. You know, let me give you this example. If you found out that I was saving up my kid's toenails and I put them in a little plastic baggie, his little toenail clippings, you'd be like, whoa, Roy.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's,
yeah. I'm just kidding. No, I'm totally kidding.
By the way, call in and drop a line on whether or not it's normal to keep the teeth. But also, Roy, you just brought up something that we should hear from people. Like, what if it's not teeth that your mom and dad kept for you, or you're keeping for your kids? What is the object, the stuff that you're keeping? Is it hair?
Yep, my mother also kept hair from our very first haircut. And I have Cash's hair from his first haircut.
What are you going to do with this hair?
It's in his baby book. I don't know.
That's nuts.
The reason why I said that, Roy, is because 704 texted in and said that they don't keep the teeth, but they do keep their kids' hair. They have three hair from their first haircut.
It's like a psycho shrine with you moms.
But it's not like I'm not keeping hair from every single haircut. Mm. You do for like the first.
Do you collect the skin, too? Keep that in a little container? My gosh.
Hey, Jackie.
Jackie and Belmont.
Hi. I also heard that saving baby teeth has medical benefits nowadays.
That's like what I thought, maybe.
What do you mean health benefit? What does it do? Like, there's a...
I really have no clue. Like, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I read it on an article.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. It's not like stem cells or anything like that, but you know how they say you can save your umbilical cord too.
Yeah.
And I think I have something to do with that.
Well, when y'all get home today, check your baby teeth. There might be the cure for coronavirus in there.
Dr. Phil.
Such a tough crowd.
Jackie, Dr. Phil is here. Dr. Phil, have you heard that? Is it true that teeth have medical benefits, saving kids' teeth?
That's a load of crap.
Oh, Dr. Phil. Now, Manny, do you and Amanda save the teeth?
No, Dean is almost 7 and hasn't lost one yet.
Okay.
So we haven't discussed, but my guess is that we probably won't. Maybe if Dean wants to keep the first one, like, I could see him keeping it. That might be cool.
704 just texted in and said we keep teeth and toenails.
Oh, my God.
And with the toenails, it's because if our kids ever went missing, it would contain their DNA.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe there's some forensic thing, like, benefit to it. Yeah. Not saying that you're writing your kids off, but, like, God forbid something ever happened.
But that's really weird. Just chip the kids. Just put a chip in them and then you can track them.
Let's talk with Jen in Wadesboro. Hey, Jen.
Hey there.
Hi, so you have four kids, so you probably know about this stuff.
I have four kids, and when I was downsizing after they all got out of college, they were just helping me go through stuff, and they were horrified by my odd little collection of all of their teeth.
Same.
And I never knew what to do with them, but I just kept them, and then all of a sudden I'm looking at my kids going, yeah, I know it looks bad, but okay, I got nothing.
Yeah, right? Because there's nothing you can do with it.
Right.
Except maybe make Monopoly pieces or something. Hold on.
I'm about to blow your mind because we just got another text message. And I know for a fact my mom did this with me. Some people keep the umbilical cord cap when it falls off their babies after they're born.
And do what with
it? The little scab that falls off of your child's umbilical cord.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you see this text message?
No.
I'm 35. My mom still has my baby teeth in a little box in a glass on top of the coffee table in my living room.
What?
She's 35. Her baby teeth are still there.
You got to put that away.
Come on.
It's not enough that you're keeping it. You can't keep it on display.
Hey, neighbor, come on over. You can look at my kid's teeth. It's sitting on the coffee table. It's weird, man. Let's talk with Jennifer in Morganton. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Brand Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. So you keep the teeth, too. Which, by the way, seems like everybody does. I just don't get it.
I did. My daughter's 17. I have a 13-year-old and I have a 4-year-old now. But I kept my daughter's teeth and her umbilical cord and my son, both of them.
And I put them in shadow boxes, and I just keep them like a keepsake with their first baby outfit, you know, in their baby book.
So you have that displayed in your house in a shadow box?
I have it displayed, put up where I see it, where the kids can see it, but not, like, publicly, people coming in.
Does it sound nuts to you?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. Like, my parents done it to me, so I've done it to my kids.
Right, I just hand down this tradition. We don't know what it means, but now that we're saying it out loud, maybe it is a little creepy.
Hand down the mental illness. Just keep it going.
As you sit here telling us, does it sound weird? Yes, Jennifer's saying yes. I know someone who keeps all their kids' tissues and made a little wall montage out of it.
That's
Christine.
Hello.
You didn't do this.
I did. I still have it. Yes, the little tiny little plastic cap from the circumcision.
Oh! Oh my gosh!
Is it on display?
No, it's packed up with all his baby stuff. And I do have that little scab from the umbilical cord, too.
Why? Does that not decompose?
It turns rock hard.
Let me tell you, if your son's funny, he's going to look at that and be like, my gosh, they took off way too much.
Still to come.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mania Roy in the Rim Morning Show. We have Lauv tickets for you. We just got to get a call number 9 in here. Hello, who is this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
This is Craig.
Craig, where are you calling us from?
Charlotte.
Craig in Charlotte. We have you as call number 9. Tickets to go see Lauv. Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, July 17th.
Cool.
You want to play Jailhouse Prison Price is Right?
Sure.
Okay, so this is...
You ever been to the joint before, Craig?
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather not say.
No.
Insider information.
Yeah, if you've been there, you know this is directly from the Federal Bureau of Prisons posted on their website. These are the things that prisoners can buy when they're in the jail, okay?
Okay.
All right. So how much do you think popcorn costs with light butter?
Now, you can give us a price. Just don't go over and you'll get buzzed.
Is this microwavable or is this just already puffed?
This is microwavable.
Microwavable popcorn. $1.50 a bag.
$1.50 a bag, he says, and that is too high.
I was going to say, I feel like everything in the joint's like really low because they don't get paid while they're in there, so it's got to be like 10 cents.
And they make radio salary.
55 cents for a bag of popcorn, by the way. All right, but you know what, though? Let's go with something that everyone loves, Oreo cookies. Everybody loves them Oreo cookies. Well, how much do you think it is? By the way, these are just two Oreo cookies.
Oh.
You mean one cookie cream, one cookie, or actually two cream-filled Oreo cookies?
Two cream-filled Oreo cookies.
Okay. Are they double stuffed, or are they just regular Oreos?
You know what? It doesn't say, but if I don't want to assume.
Let's go for a nickel for two of them.
Oh, bud. When you're under big time.
Mm.
It is actually $2.10 for two Oreo cookies.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. How can popcorn be 50 cents and then two Oreo cookies is $2? You're paying $1 a cookie, you're getting ripped off.
That's like gold in the joint.
Yeah,
man. That must be like the most valuable thing. You're right. That must be like a price tag of what everybody wants and needs.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to do my laundry? Yeah, that'll be three Oreo cookies. Are you nuts?
That's $3.
I'll do it myself.
You know how much popcorn I can buy with that?
Right.
All right, give him one more item there, Roy boy.
Let's do something a bit more difficult. All right, I gave you two things that everybody knows and buys. How about this one? Salsa picante shrimp. Now, they serve it in a cup. It's salsa picante shrimp in a cup.
Wow. You know you can get shrimp in the joint.
Let's go for 85 cents a cup.
Ooh. You, Craig, are too high.
Oh
wow.
Salsa picante shrimp was 55 cents in the big slammer.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I was dipping my Oreo in it, though, so that made it work.
Well, listen, man, we hope you have a blast at Lauv, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you get to go either way. We never send anybody home empty-handed. No. You've won the tickets, okay?
Thank you very much.
It's right. going to cost you 8 Oreos, though.
It's gold around this jail.
Really?
All right. Thanks, Craig. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll give away some more tickets just after 8 a.m. right here with Manny, Roy, and Loren. We've got lab tickets all week long.
Yeah, and if you want to play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. Playing that game in 10 minutes.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
Hey, Krista. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
We are great. And you are playing Can't Beat Loren today. I heard you got a little one in the car.
I did, but he is already at school, unfortunately.
Oh, man. So one-on-one. I don't know if the five-year-old would be able to help you with pop culture, but, you know.
All right, throw Loren out.
Special decision. All right, go get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
Loren putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio.
Baby and all. I forgot you were pregnant. I wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's the whole thing.
All right, she's gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Krista, here we go. In Monroe, Kanye West honored Kobe Bryant at a midnight Sunday service. Which Kardashian is he married to?
Kim.
And question number two, Thomas Markle is trying to get his daughter's attention by giving yet another TV interview. And he's threatening to do a new interview every month until he gets a response from his daughter. Who is that?
Meghan Markle.
My gosh.
I know. How about that, huh? David Schwimmer talked about how a reboot for the sitcom he was in with Jennifer Aniston might not happen. What was his name of his character on the show Friends? First name.
Oh, God.
Three.
Say it. Joey.
Okay. Question number four. Randy Jackson has lost 114 pounds and is actually sharing his weight loss journey very publicly. What singing competition show is Randy a judge on?
American Idol.
And question five, the L.A. Lakers and the L.A. Clippers game is postponed for tonight. They both play at this iconic arena where the Grammys were held on Sunday night. What's the name of that arena? Do you know?
Oh, my God.
It's been said a million times in the last 48 hours.
I know.
Three.
Two.
One. No answer there. All right, come on in, Loren.
All right, our friend Krista got three correct.
Okay.
All right, let's see how you do, Loren. Kanye West honored Kobe Bryant at a midnight Sunday service. Which Kardashian is he married to?
Kim Kardashian West.
1-1.
And question two, Thomas Markle is trying to get his daughter's attention by giving yet another TV interview, and he's threatening to do a new interview every month until he gets a response from his daughter.
Okay.
She gonna talk to me one way or another. I'll keep doing interviews.
I'm sure that'll work for you.
I don't even think he's Southern, is he?
He's from Texas.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. He's got a draw.
Yeah, who's his daughter?
Meghan Markle.
That's correct. 2-2.
And David Schwimmer talked about how a reboot for the sitcom he was on with Jennifer Aniston might not happen. What was the name of his character on the show, Friends? David Schwimmer played 3-2. What?
No answer.
Wow.
Now, Krista was at least brave enough to throw an answer in there. She said Joey, which is incorrect. The correct answer is Ross.
Oh, Ross. I'm like, Chandler. I get hung up on the other names, and then I'm like, I can't. I wasn't a huge fan. I'm sorry.
Loren at kiss951.com, everybody.
It's fine. Listen, I'm younger than you then.
Let her have it.
Oh, 2-2.
Not Krista. I just mean, if you think I should know Friends, it wasn't a big deal when I was growing up.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
They're on TBS. Here we go. Randy Jackson has lost 114 pounds and is sharing his weight loss journey very publicly. Randy Jackson was a judge on what show?
American Idol.
That is correct. It's currently 3-3, tied. This could make
you're
it
not going to get this one.
You don't think
nope.
so?
The LA Lakers and the LA Clippers game is postponed tonight. They both play at this iconic arena where the Grammys were held on Sunday night.
The Staples Center.
Lucky. Final score 4-3, because she did not know that one. Loren, you have 47 wins. Ooh, congratulations.
Krista, almost. Not quite a win. I'm sad to say it, but you know what we want to hear.
My name is Krista, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Krista.
Thanks. Bye.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So, I was craving something that you can only get seasonally at Trader Joe's. So, I went on to Amazon, and I got not one but two boxes of this. And it arrived in a box that I'm very suspicious of. And I want to ask you guys if you think I should eat it. I'll even post a picture of how the box came.
Okay.
I want to ask you guys if I should be able to eat this or not. I'll tell you that story coming up at 7:51.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, did you guys ever order food off of Amazon?
All the time.
It's like Amazon Pantry, I think it's called.
Yes, I ordered a bunch of rice from them because I couldn't find this rice I wanted in the stores.
I get a lot of like stuff I'm going to serve at Cash's birthday parties on Amazon Pantry.
Okay, I never tried Amazon Pantry, but I'm talking specifically about an item like candy or cookies, because that's what I did. I absolutely love Trader Joe's. They have the dark chocolate stars.
Oh, they're good. I like these.
Okay, but they're seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're for Christmas time.
And I killed my box after about a month, and I was craving more.
So you bought two more.
I went on to Amazon.com after some wine on Friday night of last week and ordered not one, but two boxes at $11 a piece. They're typically
Oh, my gosh.
The markup is real, Loren.
Well, that's the price you pay, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'll buy in bulk next year.
So then I use my wife's Amazon account. So all the packages that come to the house are under Amanda's name, mm-hmm. Amanda Maney. So I'm waiting for my dark chocolate stars to come. And packages are showing up at the house and say Amanda's name on it. And that's not it. That's not it, because it's not like a non-Amazon box shows up. And it's just USPS priority mail from someone in Columbia, South Carolina. Wow. Her first name is Dominique. I'm going to post the box, but I'm going to cross out the name. And it says shipped to Amanda Maney with our address on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought when I ordered on Amazon, at the very least, I'd be getting it from like the Amazon warehouse, that pantry you were talking about.
Yeah.
It would be like a company.
Right.
Or maybe the Dark Star company.
Well, let me ask, was this a Prime item? Like, did you get it within 2 days?
I did. I got it like within 3 days, actually.
Because like Prime items are typically fulfilled at the warehouse.
That's what I thought. Mm. Roy Boy. To me, it sounds like somebody went and purchased a bunch of boxes.
Yes.
100%. Somebody's got a side hustle.
And marked it up.
For the dark chocolate starhead people like myself.
And this is what you should do next year.
Well, Loren, I'm wondering if I should eat them, because it's not from an actual store. It's from a person.
I know, but the box is closed, right? Like, everything's sealed.
Yeah, everything's sealed. The boxes are closed.
This person is just an entrepreneur, supply and demand.
Yeah.
And I have been at Trader Joe's, by the way, and it's usually during the fall, like when all the pumpkin stuff comes out, where people come and put their entire, like, fill their entire shopping cart with, like, the pumpkin stuff.
Mm.
And I'm like, what are you doing with that much pumpkin?
Now we know they're selling on Amazon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I thought Amazon wasn't like an eBay. I didn't think you could just buy from people.
That's what Amanda said to me.
Companies and stuff.
That person is probably verified for some kind of store that they have, and they just happen to do this too.
Ooh, maybe I'll Google her address. But
I think you can just click on their name, and it'll tell you like what else they sell.
I'll post the picture up at the MRL show on our Insta, so you can see the box for the future. Did you erase my address and her address? Okay, thank you, producer Nicole. Put it up. But it got me thinking, because Amanda goes, did you order this on Amazon? And I said, yes. She goes, you didn't do it on eBay? And then I had to think to myself. And you know what she told me? You just paid $11 a box. You're banned from Amazon unless you talk to me first.
Yeah, you paid like...
So she changed the password, and I don't know it now.
Are you really?
I'm dead serious.
You couldn't have just gotten Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah.
I just love these dark chocolate stars.
I already see what I'm going to be doing this fall. I'm going to be going to Trader Joe's, racking up.
Right?
Selling on Amazon.
You. I'll be following you like a dog. There's Mamie following you.
I'm going to charge you $15 a box, and I'll hand deliver it.
All right, listen. Why did your partner, your spouse, your significant other ban you from Amazon?
The MRL
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Meanie, Roy, and the Brand Morning Show.
I love that song. God, I love the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. When it comes on, it's a song I actually turn up.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, currently, CNN's been running this whole thing about the Queen. They're doing a major documentary, and it's nothing but Coldplay is on all the promos.
Huh.
So every time I hear this, I'm thinking about the Queen.
Okay, so we are in the middle of discussing, hopefully everybody got in on the Kiss $1,000 Kiss Cash Code. We said earlier this morning, if it was your birthday today, go ahead. It's going to be your lucky day. We just know it. Go ahead and put the code word in if it's your birthday today.
Yeah, play them scratchers too.
Second of all, my wife has changed the Amazon password for the joint account because she's annoyed at me because I ordered $32 worth of chocolate stars from Trader Joe's.
You paid three. You didn't order it from Trader Joe's. It was the brand Trader Joe's. You paid three times as much from a consumer who was just selling them
on Amazon.
Yeah,
but it was Prime. I got them in 3 days.
Very good.
But people are now texting me and telling me that the chocolate stars that I thought were seasonal aren't seasonal. That they're in the stores right now, and I could go buy them for $3 a box.
Really?
They've just changed to hearts.
Oh, so it's the same cookie. They do seasonal ones, but they do have each season.
I don't need the star. I would have been fine with the heart.
Hey, radio audience, here's the thing. He's in the doghouse. He's in a lot of trouble. Just buy into the whole that it doesn't exist, you know?
Yeah. Like, play along.
If his wife found out that it's at the store, she's going to lose it.
I already lost access to the Amazon account. She's changed the password. So we want to know, why did you stop someone from Amazoning all this stuff? Like, whether it was your significant other or maybe your child. 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Rachel. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
You know, Rachel, you texted the studio, and sometimes we love your story so much, we want to call you and get you on. So tell us.
It's pretty unique, but I won a $50 Amazon gift card at my company party over the holidays, and I gave it to my husband, and I was like, hey, you can either use this for the kids for Christmas or, you know, buy something for somebody for Christmas. And then here comes Christmas, and there's no extra gift. And I'm like, what'd you do with that Amazon card? And he gave me a little pouty face and told me that he bought $50 worth of coins for his online poker game.
Oh, my gosh.
With her gift card.
And that's pretty
like,
good.
How do you even do that on Amazon? And he's like, well, I just search for an iTunes card and buy that with the gift card and then buy the coins.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, you do too much, and I changed the password immediately.
Rachel, you're just like my wife. And my wife is like, this box isn't even an Amazon box, babe. Did you buy it on Amazon? And I'm like, I'm like 90% sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then that annoyed her.
The market that you paid, I can't imagine what type of market they had on whatever iTunes card he bought these coins.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would iTunes sell on Amazon? Well, you can just go to iTunes.com.
That's not shady at all.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask Rachel. We know your husband's last purchase was the coins for his online poker game. What was your last Amazon purchase?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Somebody in the background goes, yeah.
That was definitely my daughter. I don't know. I probably bought something ridiculous for the house that we got. No, I bought a baby gate.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
Unless you don't have a baby.
No, I
don't. Okay, good. All right. Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah, for the dogs.
My last thing I bought was a 6-pack of golden yellow rice. Because, you know, that makes sense.
What's a 6-pack of rice cost you on Amazon?
$19.
Hmm.
But I think that
must have been a lot of rice.
But I think that measures out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's a markup, right? Yeah, the average cost of rice, you get 6 boxes, 19, I don't know. Right. I didn't have to go to the store. Now I'm stocked up.
843 says, I haven't banned her, but my fiance orders things every week from Amazon and eBay that are all Trump related, and now they're all over the walls.
Whoa. You just got MAGA written in the kitchen walls.
Oh,
980 said, my little brother got into the Amazon account and bought over $300 in pointless toys.
Oh. I haven't been banned from our Amazon account yet, and maybe I've just slowed down because I can't drink in Amazon currently because I'm pregnant. But, it's Dallas's account that I just use.
Mm. Yeah. That's what I did with Amanda.
Yeah.
So he could ban you.
Totally.
So get this. I made Sherling get his own Amazon account with his own Amazon Prime.
That's ridiculous. Why would you do that?
Because, my reasoning.
They're not married yet.
I know, but why would you pay twice for the Amazon Prime?
Let me tell you. What I told him was that, well, I buy you gifts on Amazon. I don't want you to be able to see it. The real reason is I don't want him seeing what I'm buying. That's the real reason.
Smooth move,
yeah,
dude.
My man.
Yeah. That's a manny-like lie.
I can't have him seeing what I'm buying all the time.
Hey, Joelle in Denver, you blamed your husband for something that was bought on Amazon, but it wasn't your husband.
No, it wasn't. It was my 5-year-old son.
What did he buy?
We literally had the Amazon Alexa Dot for like 72 hours, which 48 of those hours we were out of town. He already figured out how to buy something before I even got a chance to set up parental controls. So a couple of days later, we got an Amazon Kindle in the mail, and I was just like, so where'd this come from? And my husband's like, I didn't buy it. And then my son told me, well, I got it from Alexa.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Did you return the Kindle?
We did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I quickly set up the no voice purchasing.
Sure,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we talk about how technology is nuts? I can look at a speaker and go, send me an iPad.
It's so easy now.
And it magically appears.
Guess what, Joelle, Roy, Loren? Last night I come back from dropping the kids off at the nanny, and my Alexa's yellow.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Alexa, what's the yellow message? And what does she tell me?
She says, you have a message. You asked a question and you have a message.
She tells me that normally at this time we purchase diapers from Amazon. Do you want to purchase now?
Oh, that's nuts.
She's like, I've seen your pattern.
Oh. Yeah. They leave you messages now.
Yep.
I wonder if
I like
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Joelle.
I see. I'm not an Alexa household. I'm a Google Home household. So I wonder if my Google does that.
No. No, Alexa's way better.
Yeah. Is Google the Android compared? Like, Alexa's the iPhone, yeah. Google's the Android. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I'm with the crappy speakers. That's great.
Google's the Samsung.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I know people that left the iPhone for the Samsung.
That's true.
So. All right, hey, let's take a quick break. Let's come back. There's a list, Loren, that you found, and we got to get into it. It's things you must do before turning 40. We'll see how many things on the list Loren has done.
Hmm.
Well, you still have time, too. You're nowhere near 40.
That's right, Roy.
You're nowhere near
it. That's why Roy's my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, you have, what, 15 years until
that's
that
right.
easy?
Hold on. Watch this. Tickle us with a feather real quick about what's about to happen. Have you ever showered in a waterfall?
Maybe.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Demaney, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. Things you must do before turning 40. Which, Loren, you're 30 years from that.
So that's right. Thank you,
30?
Roy.
And she's 10.
Leave him alone.
Okay, but let's see if you've done any of these things that you're supposed to do before you turn 40.
All right.
Have you showered in a waterfall?
So, I'm not a huge fan of camping, but I have showered in a waterfall.
My guess is it was like in Hawaii.
That's exactly where it was.
Where did you leave your suit on?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't?
Didn't?
She was full naked.
Yeah. Really?
You can tell.
Was Dal in there with you?
Yeah. Moving along. What's the next one?
So, how can we move on from that?
Is moving furniture in a waterfall, is that the second thing? Because you knocked them both out.
That's awesome. Okay.
Is my face red now?
Yes.
Number two.
I think you just went into labor.
Have you ever been to Machu Picchu?
Don't help him.
He said Pikachu.
I've never been there. Machu Picchu.
Do you know where that is?
No clue.
It's in Peru. That's where our au pair Elena went for her vacation last year.
Have you been to the Pikachu Mountain?
Any of these strike a fancy for you, Nicole? You're under 40.
I am, and I'm 30. Also under 30. No, but we can add them to the bucket list.
Have you floated in the Dead Sea?
I have not.
I don't need to. I always float. I never sink.
You don't need a Dead Sea.
No, I don't need a Dead Sea. Somehow, it's almost as if my fat floats. I don't know. I just go right up.
Buoyancy.
Yeah, kind of. New Year's Eve in Times Square? Lauren, that seems like something you've done.
You know, I have no desire to do it. I know our intern, Trevor, has... Did you do it this year? Yeah, he did it this year. So he's already got that one checked off his bucket list. But I heard people wear, like, Depends and, like, diapers and stuff because they can't get out of, like, their area once they get in.
Yeah, yeah. What time did you get there?
I can't hear him.
He was there for a day.
Get on that mic real quick.
Yeah.
What time did you get there for the ball drop?
I was there
hours before even the ball had even dropped.
Yeah, right.
It was so packed.
Yeah, pee yourself or?
No.
Okay. Well, because people have diapers.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know.
Guys can just like, you
hold
know.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
train to hold
not
it.
Hold it.
Go on the street?
Yeah. You
no,
guys
we're
just
not animals.
Wall.
What else?
Okay. Visit a different religious culture. Now, Nicole, you did that when you were in, didn't you go to
Thailand?
Thailand and saw something?
I mean, I went to, like, I didn't go inside any of the, like,
temples or
temples
anything.
Temples or anything.
When I lived in India, I was able to attend an Indian wedding in India and learn a lot of their culture, which was really cool.
These, by the way, are the things you should do before turning 40. Visit your elementary school teacher. I think mine are dead. Mine are really, really old.
My school's not even open anymore.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you two?
What do you mean?
That's like a really negative answer.
I'm not saying that they're dead. He said they were dead. My school's not open anymore.
So that's better than dead? I mean, that's both. Those are two really, really sad answers.
I'm not going to go back.
They're dead or retired. I'm not going to track them down. What, knock on their door?
One of mine just retired, and we all did a little voice memo for
her. Awesome.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And they probably wouldn't even remember me. But who are you? You were the quiet kid.
My teachers remember me. I'm Facebook friends with all of them.
This is also true.
That's cool.
Things to do before turning 40. Write a letter to yourself and keep a time capsule of sorts.
I have one.
Do you really?
A letter to yourself?
I was going
to
say, but Nicole does this.
No. Not like something I've done as an adult, but that just reminded me. I think my mom has to have it somewhere, but it was, I guess, my going into 2000. The year 2000, I think in school we all did time capsules where I briefly remember what's in it, but like it was some sheet of paper where it says like the price of this is this, the price of that is
cool.
This, and we got to it. I mean, it was like a Pringles can, you know, like the long cylinder thing.
Yeah,
and we put different stuff in it, and I have no idea where it is, but I gave it to my mom.
Mm. Oh, you should ask her.
Yeah,
I'd like to open it.
Yeah, but I say if we're going to do it, let's bury it.
It's only been 20 years, though.
Yeah, but 20 years. So much has changed in 20 years.
Yeah, the prices have changed dramatically. Yeah. Every logo's changed. Mm-hmm.
Smartphones, like all kinds of stuff.
That's cool.
You know, time capsules are going viral on TikTok right now. A lot of people are opening up TikTok time capsules.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all for, like, time capsules from, like, 3 years ago. I'm like, what's different 3 years ago versus now? But I guess if you were like 12 and now you're 16, I guess that seems like the world of difference.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's who uses TikTok primarily. But I'm watching. I'm like, who cares about 2017?
Yeah. Yeah. 843 texted and said, I need to get a real job before I turn 40. Is that on the list?
Surprisingly,
no.
Get a real job.
Still to come.
Okay. So, Roy started off the show by saying that he didn't do this. However, Loren and I feel like he did.
I didn't. You guys are wrong.
It has to do with Facebook and something that Roy posted yesterday. And we're going to have to take a people poll.
Okay.
You guys are going to have to get in on this and decide whether or not Loren and myself feel like Roy did this. It's called vague booking. We'll explain coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Beanie Roy, the Red Morning Show with Kiss 95.1.
Biebs dropped a new song at midnight.
Very cool. You know, our intern Trevor said that it's really good. Really, really good. So I can't wait to listen.
Yeah, it's really good. I just took a listen to it this morning.
On the way in?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, featuring Kehlani. So y'all go check that out.
Featuring Carolina?
Kehlani.
Kehlani. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kehlani.
Okay. That sounds cool.
Loren's got a song out tomorrow featuring Kulata.
Yeah.
Whatever. Never heard of him.
Okay. So, yeah, the Beef song. Love it. When's the album coming out, Producer Nicole?
February 14th.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She took the words right out of your mouth.
Valentine's.
It's Valentine's, yeah.
Let's get down to business. We need you guys. Get your fingers on the dial tone or on the digits there to call in.
704-570-9595. And when you call in, I want you to remember I'm your favorite. And you're going to side with me. Because we are split and I'm all alone over here.
We need to take a people poll on whether or not Roy vague booked. Loren brought it up early this morning. What did you see, Loren, on Roy's Facebook?
So Roy posted a picture of him and his sister. And all he said is, I really miss my sister. Well, people on Facebook took that as,
she's dead.
Yeah, his sister passed away.
I got condolences messages, and I'm like, she's very alive. Just spoke to her.
I know you very well. This is our fifth year working together. We're coming up on our five-year anniversary.
Never vague book.
You don't vague book often, never, or if ever, you're right. When I saw that, I thought maybe something is wrong and your sister needed a hug.
Yeah.
But you vague booked it, so I don't know specifically what it is that she needed a hug for. Tell that, say that statement again one more time, what he wrote.
He said, I really miss my sister.
Yeah.
That's it.
I said missing my sister today is what I said.
Missing my sister today.
Yeah. And I really was. I was sitting there and I was missing my sister.
We need a people poll. That's when we line people up on the phones and we bang through them and you guys tell us and we take the votes. Is that a vague book? Yes or no?
I'm just saying I do it twice a year where I post a picture of me and my dad and I say, I really miss my dad. And my dad's been gone for 14 years.
Okay. But if my sister had passed, I would have like made it more than just missing my sister today.
Digital producer Trevor, vague book or not, missing my sister today with a picture of him and his sister, nothing else.
Don't you guys sometimes just miss your siblings?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a pretty vague post, honestly. I hate the side of Manny on this one.
Mic off.
I'm sorry.
Let the man talk.
Listen, because it is very vague. No, you know, people are going to interpret it. How they want to interpret it,
I'm just missing my sister. There's nothing more to it.
But you could have said, like, just got off with the phone with my sister, really missing her today.
Honestly, all that was irrelevant. It was just, I was missing my sister.
704 sends a text message. I thought she had maybe passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, 704-570-9595. Missing my sister today, .. Is that a vague book or not?
Vague booking is like rough waters ahead.
But that's what you did.
No, I just missed my sister.
Okay, all right. We're going to take your phone calls. Let's line them up. We'll count them. We'll see who's right or who's wrong. Okay.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I love that I'm back today and all hell is broken loose on the show. We're at each other's
throats.
Can
you be sick more often?
You're seriously such a pot stir.
Oh.
You're the one that brought this up early this morning, Lorraine, about how Roy vague booked, and I jumped on board with you.
I know.
I want to go home.
Roy posted a picture of he and his sister on Facebook, and what did the message say, Roy?
Missing my sister today, which I was.
And Lorraine and I feel like, without any more explanation, that's very vague.
Mm-hmm. But there's nothing more I could even say. I just missed her.
Trevor looked up, our digital producer looked up the meaning of the word vague book. Did you go to Urban Dictionary?
I did.
That's where I go for all my street slang. What's vague booking?
Okay. According to Urban Dictionary, vague book is an intentionally vague Facebook status update that prompts friends to ask what's going on or is possibly a cry for help.
Okay. Which, that does not meet this criteria at all.
Eh?
It was not intentional. And there was no need for anyone to ask what's going on. I was just missing my sister.
Producer Nicole, go ahead and weigh in on this. What do you think? Was that a vague book post or not?
And I'm your favorite.
I do not think it was a vague book.
Thank you.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we got people on hold.
We're creating alliances.
I can already see Producer Nicole has such survivor.
Right.
Yeah. I'm booting somebody off.
I can already see that we have an even amount. We have two people that say one thing and another two people that say another thing.
We're at a stalemate.
So we need one person to break the tie at 704-570-9595. Call now. We'll get to all the phone calls coming up after 9 on whether or not Roy vague booked. It's a people call. We like to call it. And then Roy's going to vote someone off after this.
It's going to be you, by the way, just to all warn you.
I wish you voted me off at 7 instead of 9.
I like that I brought it up, but you're catching the shrapnel for it.
Yeah, what is that? It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show. The Transformer is back together again, barely.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we're having a little bit of a disagreement, is how I would refer to it. On social media, I posted a photo of me and my sister, and I said, missing my sister today. Because I saw the photo, I just got off the phone with her, and I wish I was back home with her, and I was missing her. And so I posted that, and there was nothing more than...
Well, you didn't post all of that.
No, I just posted missing my sister today, that's it. But that's the reason why I prompted it, but I didn't feel the necessary need to say, while scrolling through my photos, and then after having a phone conversation with my sister, I wish I was back home with her.
Yeah. You know what's amazing? I'm looking back at our show breakdown. We've been discussing this for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We started talking about it around 8:35 this morning.
Because people
All right, we got 12 lines. 9 people are on hold. Let's see if we can break a tie on whether or not Roy's Facebook post was a vague book.
Jonna, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Thank you.
All right, Jonna, go ahead. Vague book or not, what Roy said, missing my sister today.
Not. No, it's no different saying I love my sister today.
Yeah. Would that have been a vague book?
Why not put that? Why not put
I said I love my sister? Would that have been a vague book?
No.
Because she's not missing. Like, she's not gone. If you say missing, like.
No. Yeah, right. There's a hole that needs to be filled with missing my sister today. There's a hole. I love my sister. There's no hole that needs to be filled. You're telling us your emotion.
There's nothing more to the story other than I just missed my sister yesterday.
And that's why you vague booked.
It's not vague, though. There's nothing more to that story. I just missed her.
Can somebody pull me the definition of vague book, please, according to Urban Dictionary? Thank you. Jonna, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
All right, love you too.
Love you. We do have a poll up on Instagram at the MRL show, if it's a vague book or not, which, by the way, I am being killed currently in the voting.
65% of people say that you left a vague book message.
I don't think so. Let's talk with Lauren in Statesville. What do you think?
It's super vague.
Super vague.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, buddy.
How is it vague?
If you really miss your sister, I mean, if my sister misses me or I miss my sister, usually we'll, like, tag each other in a funny meme or a post that we somehow both relate to.
Well, she's not on social media.
You're not on social media?
No, my sister's not on social media. I can't tag her.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, no, I am, but she's not. I can't tag her in things. Now,
okay. Well, that does change things. But if you really miss
but
her,
does it? Nobody else knows that she's not on social media. So
well, I don't have to explain that to everyone.
Okay. Well, let me explain
to
you.
So I should have done a post saying, hey, since my sister's not on social media,
no.
And I'm really missing her today, here's a photo of her.
But let me explain this to you. You didn't tag your sister because she doesn't have social media. Therefore, it looks even worse.
Yeah.
Because a dead person doesn't have social media.
Oh, my gosh. The social media rules are crazy. Now, if I said thoughts for my sister need all the prayers, super vague book, he sounds like something's wrong.
Not
right?
Really vague.
Not vague. We know something's wrong.
That sounds like, yo, your sister's sick or something.
Yeah. Yep.
But just because I say I missed my sister, I was missing my sister, that's vague.
When it comes to social media, just saying that we miss each other, no, not really. Usually we just tag each other in funny things that we both find relatable.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lauren. Kayla and Rock Hill.
Yes.
Roy's message, missing my sister today with a picture of he and his sister standing next to each other. Vague book or not vague book?
Not vague book.
Ooh, yeah, another point. Yeah.
But, by the way, it is 2-1, not vague book.
No. It's not vague book. If you follow him, you know. I mean,
you know
what I'm saying?
Thank you, Kayla. I'm never a vague booker. If I literally posted missing my sister, it's because I just miss my sister.
Yvette Monroe, missing my sister today, ... Vague book or not vague book?
There's no ...
Vague book, and I love you guys, but I have to agree with Manny and Lorraine this time. I'm so sorry.
You're banned.
I love you.
You're banned from listening.
No, she's not.
I love you.
You could have done, I'm missing my sister with a little emoji, like I'm going to call you. Or
I got to spell it out that much?
Can't wait to see her.
Right.
Like, you know, my heart dropped this morning. And I'm thinking, what?
I know.
You can't do that to us.
I know.
People
thought my sister died.
All right. It is 2-2. 4 votes. We're split 50-50 on whether or not Roy vague booked or not in this people poll. Let's break this tie with Jordan.
Hi there. I just wanted to say that it definitely was not a vague book post.
Ah. and why do you think that?
Well, I mean, all he said was he was missing his sister. It had been something like prayers for my
Yeah.
I'm hoping, I don't know, something like that.
Yep.
I mean, but just to say you're missing someone is not like
Thank
a cry
you.
For attention, I don't think.
Like, there's nothing more I could have added to that post.
Yeah.
Why make that public? She doesn't have social media, so she's not going to see it.
Right.
Who cares?
You want people to ask why, which is back to the definition
true.
Of what
that's
Clever Trevor said.
I'm not wanting people to ask why do you miss your sister.
You posted
why
it for you.
Why would anyone ask why you miss your sister?
Everyone should miss their sister.
That's what I'm saying. No one's going to be like, well, why do you miss her?
Roy, you miss Vinny? Vinny, your brother, is in L.A. You miss him?
You know what it is? You two just hate your siblings. That's what this is.
I don't hate my siblings. My brother lives in Waxhaw.
Because even if someone asked me why, I can't even answer that. Like, I don't know. I just miss my sister.
Yeah, and I miss my sister.
And I made it public because I was sitting there, I saw a photo of her, and I was thinking about her. I just got off the phone. I was like, you know what? I miss my sister today. And I posted the photo.
Why not put that up there to make it less vague?
Well, to say, oh, I was scrolling through my photos, found this, and I missed my sister today?
Just got off the phone with my sister, missing her so much.
No, I don't need to do all that. And I can just say, missing my sister. You know what? I'm taking my social media account down. You can't follow me anymore.
You're blocking Loren and I.
I'm done. You two are done.
All right, Jordan, thanks for the call. Thanks for breaking it. Well, you won anyway, Roy. 3-2
Fine.
Is not a make, but
go ahead.
Wrong.
Give me one last follow before it disappears.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.